remarks is the Chief of Police of the Los Angeles Police Department, Chief Charlie Beck.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir!
Very good. Welcome to the home of the Los Angeles Police Department. This is a very special place. It is a place where my father graduated in 1950, where I graduated in 1975, followed by my sister, my two children, cousins, and many, many friends. The history of this place goes back to 1936. In 1936, the first Los Angeles police officer to complete training graduated from this academy at this place, on this field where you sit. Since then, 33,210 police officers have graduated on this field. You join a long and distinguished legacy. I'll talk to you more about that in a bit. But first, I want to echo the thanks put forward by Commissioner Madison to the families. Having a recruit in the academy can be very trying. Having a police officer on the streets of Los Angeles, even more so. Thank you. Thank you for entrusting your loved ones to us, your new family. You know, this course of study this past 6 months has without a doubt changed your recruit. You see them gain a little confidence. You watch them lose a little weight. You see them gain some knowledge, some self-reliance, get a little stronger, learn more about the law. And all those things are good. All of the tools that we give them here will help make them success on the streets of Los Angeles. But there's one thing that I cannot give them here, and that is something that you have created, their family and their friends. And it is the most important attribute for a Los Angeles police officer. That is their character. Their character is what's going to get them through the tough times. Their bulletproof vest, their pistol may protect their body, but their character will protect their soul. And this is a profession that can try the soul. This is a profession where we come in contact with people on the worst day of their lives, every day. All day. And so when you see that starting to affect your recruit, now a police officer, remind them, and this is the task I give to you, you remind them what got them in those chairs. It wasn't because they were fast, it wasn't because they were strong, not even because they were smart, because the character that you built. And you bring them back to that. You bring them back to those values when you see them being affected by their new profession. Now, to my newest police officers, you've learned much in the academy. You are well prepared for your new profession. I know that it is a very anxious time, and you question whether you're ready to make the kind of decisions that you may be called upon to make. I assure you, you are. But I want to tell you something that I demand of you. You must always remember that at the core of what you do, doing things the right way is more important than getting the right result. I need you to think about that. Someday, in some alley, someplace in Los Angeles, you are going to be tempted to cut corners to get what you think is a just result. If you do that, you will no longer be a Los Angeles police officer. If you do that, you lose the one thing that makes you indispensable to me: your character. You guard that character. You guard it like you guard that badge that you put on your chest, because they are one and the same. And without each other, the one is worthless. If you hear nothing else from me today, hear that and believe that. I talked about the history of this place where you sit, the great tradition that it implies. History is important. You can never outlive your history. You always must remember it and learn from it. But more important to me, especially today as I sit looking at you, is our future, the future of this organization. Where do we go from here? What kind of organization are you going to be part of? Well, I'll tell you what kind. An organization that believes in the Constitution. Very, very prophetic that Oscar Feldman brought forth a survivor of modern times' greatest example of a constitution being ripped asunder in a civilized nation. Think about what that means. Think about the misapplication of the power of the government to oppress and, in that case, eradicate its own people. You are the guardians to prevent that from ever happening, even in the smallest degree, in Los Angeles. And the shield that will help you do that is the Constitution of the United States. The Constitution is about the rights of the individual. You spend a lot of time studying the rights of the state in your law classes. Remember, you are also guardians of the rights of the individual. The right of assembly, the right of free speech, the right to be free from unlawful search and seizure. Those are the rights that you are entrusted with. And if you do your job, if you remember that, you will make this place greater than it's ever been. You will make this department the rightful recipient of the legacy that we all talk about here. It's a huge responsibility. You must take it very, very seriously. So I will close, because it's hot and I know you're all suffering and have many festivities to attend post-graduation. But I will close with this, as I always do. And it's a promise to the family and friends of these brand new police officers. While they protect and serve the people of Los Angeles, I pledge to you that I will protect and serve them. Thank you. God bless you all.
Okay, now at this time, can you join me in giving a very, very big round?